There's a fan outside that's making too much noise. I mean, you can't hear it because we're whacking out the tunes right now because it's the beginning of the podcast.
Hooray!
But
you won't be able to hear it even when there are no tunes either because it's too far away.
You can't, but still you can appreciate that it's upsetting me and it's upsetting my flow. You know, I'm an artist, Ben, and I can't operate.
You can't be doing with fans.
No.
No.
It's just too much.
Yeah, have to get rid of all the fans.
Yeah, that is a requirement. I don't know, if you turn this up really loudly, you might be able to hear it. It's like...
But you would also be deafened by Max's voice.
Well, you don't know what the people want. You know, maybe they do want that.
Yep, after listening to this, they want to be deaf.
That's, yes, that is their aim. Hello, thanks for listening. We're doing one of these, obviously, because we've just come back from an interview. Today we're interviewing Richard Herring, and it was quite childishly okay. Excited. Because, I like Richard Herring. And, we interviewed him. It seemed to go...
No, Matt interviewed him. Don't say we, because I didn't interview him at all.
No, I think you've said something to him, didn't you? You went, hi.
I said, hi, yeah.
And could you sit there?
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, but you're involved as well, you know? Because I think... Because Ben's kind of the tech guy in this. He kind of oversees things. And I think that, you know, that the technical people aren't given enough credit in these things quite often. And so I think you did very well.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, which is why, you know, this is Matt and Ben. You are secondary, of course.
Yeah.
Clearly your name's not going to come first. I mean, who do you think you are? But yes. All seemed to go well. And we're in Cardiff. Cardiff.
Good thing we've got you to remember these details, isn't it? Yes, we're in Cardiff.
Well, the thing is, I keep, because Ben has, he stays quite quiet about it. But he's got a little bit of Welsh blood in him. A little bit. You know, a smidgen. A little droplet.
so?
Well, the thing is, you're not, I don't think you're embracing enough of your Welsh roots. See, because I am, as far as I know, all English.
Ah, well, that's just boring.
There's nothing. It's really boring, and I wish I had.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you should be.
No, no one should have to suffer that.
I know. Well, the thing is, it's
being 100% English.
It's just dull, isn't it? It's just not. It's not very. So I think if there was a bit of Welsh blood in me or a bit of Irish blood, I'd be like, yes, I'm Irish. Yes, I'm Welsh. You know, yes, I'd be very full on about it.
You would claim a nationality.
I could. And no one would look it up, would they?
No.
Go, I'm actually 100%...
Because then you're that by choice.
Mm.
See?
Yeah.
I have chosen to be part Welsh.
What could I be? I could be Dutch, couldn't I? You don't hear of many people. I'm actually 300% Dutch. Yeah. Strangely. That just works because...
I think everyone should do that. Just pick a nationality and be sort of 50% that.
Do it. Do it, guys.
Sort of half of you is made up of the actual genetics and the other half is just whatever you feel like.
Get out there and do it, you know. We're like, spreading the ideas across.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we took a train today. Well, the first thing is, because...
You're doing well today, aren't you? Right, what was the first thing?
So, we drove to... train station, Bristol Parkway. Well, we were gonna drive park at my university. I probably shouldn't say these things because you're not supposed to park at the university and then go somewhere else. But it's 75p to park at my university, UWE. However, it's about £7 something to park at Bristol Parkway. So I tried to park at UWE, but not knowing there's the Easter holidays. Or just not acknowledging that it was Easter holidays and it was shut. So I couldn't get in there. So I had to drive to Parkway and pay the monstrosity fee that was, you know, oh, it wasn't that high. We found a parking space, so that was fine. Got to Cardiff fine, actually. It was all right,
yeah,
wasn't
that was
it?
Nothing went wrong on the way to Cardiff.
Which was great, yeah. Although we did, once we arrived at Cardiff, I printed off a Google map. That's the way we operate, you know.
Yeah.
Travel a lot of places. You've got to live through Google. And it showed us the most roundabout way to get to the hotel ever.
It was quite weird. So if you go around, it's like, I recognise this place. I was here a few minutes ago, just going round in circles.
It was. Yeah, because I think Google thought we were a car, even though I told Google that we're people. It didn't listen, did it?
No. It doesn't accept that people exist.
No. Refuses.
You must be a car.
If you're using me, you must be a car.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we did that, walked around a bit, got to the hotel. Very nice, nice hotel. People are very pleasant. Because we travel around, we're well travelled people now. We've travelled many a place, and you get rude people, you get nice people. They're very nice today.
Yeah. Once we got in. Saw the building, just sort of walking around it, and sort of, where is the entrance to this place? Because we walked around, and there were sort of doors that looked a bit like an entrance, but not quite. Do we go in there?
Yeah.
No. We went all the way around before finding the exit. Exit? Entrance.
Entrance and exit.
It is the exit as well, yeah.
Mm. But there was a sign on it saying, you know, entrance this way. And you kind of think, well, it's probably just around the corner. But no, it's the other side of the building.
Yeah, they could have pointed us in around the other corner and we'd have been there. All the way around.
Would have been quicker, yeah. Wow. Very nice little bar there that they had. The only thing was that the bar was pretty much empty when we got there, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah, and there were about three members of staff behind the bar. Mm. And we were, flapping about beforehand, getting everything ready, putting the cameras up, getting the mics ready. And they were just sort of watching us. Is everything all right? It's like, yeah, it's fine. It's all good. Then Rich arrived. Rich, you know, we're pals now.
Shortened first name terms.
Yeah, pretty much.
But he calls you Matt as well, doesn't he?
He does, yeah. But I did introduce myself as Matt.
Being friendly straight away. Straight in there.
Although people are more calling me Matthew now. I don't know why. Maybe I should rebrand myself Matthew. Although that would make the website name difficult, wouldn't it? And the whole branding of everything we've ever done. Let's keep it Matt and Ben.
If we kept our name, made them longer, Matthew and Benjamin.
Yes.
Wouldn't it?
That could be our kind of concierge service, you know, that sideline. Matthew and Benjamin provide, you know, champagne.
It's almost like sort of a fragrance, isn't it?
Yeah!
Matthew and Benjamin.
If we had, we could release a premium brand. Yeah, Matt and Ben is for, you know, I mean, I'm not being funny, but scum. Matthew and Benjamin is for... Yes. The guys that actually pay money for things, you know. The premium brands. It's basically a T-shirt that you've got Matthew and Benjamin across
in
the
sort
front.
Of fancy letters.
Yeah, indeed. We're gonna work on that and watch this space. What are we talking about?
We're in the bar. There are three people.
Yeah. And
Rich arrived.
Rich.
That's his name.
Richie.
Mr. Richard.
And then we were ordering, because it's a coffee with, so I ordered my coffee, Ben ordered his tea, Richard just had some tap water, but there was no one at the bar, so it was kind of a bit awkward.
Yeah, three people there the whole time we were setting up, going, you all right, everything right, yeah, I'm fine. As soon as that Matt actually wanted someone to be there, they're all gone.
Yeah, no one at all. But eventually they did arrive, and then we had to... Because I like, you know, if you order something, then you bring the tray. You're kind of... It feels, you know, like progress. But the thing is then it was like, oh, no, sit down and I'll bring it to you. So we sort of sat down and like, so, you know. And the thing is you don't want to talk too much as well because you want to save that for the interview.
Yeah, exactly.
So, eventually it did come. The coffee came with quite a lot. It came with sugar. Because we're kind of used to... cafes where they just bring you
they give you a cup
a cup of
with,
coffee
with some water in it.
Yeah, you want sugar? No, fine. Yeah. But the coffee came with a biscuit, which was nice. Yeah, nice little touch. And water came with ice and lemon. Rich was having water. And you had tea.
The tea was great.
Which was a banquet.
That was brilliant. Basically, okay, just picture it. You've got the teapot with boiling hot water in it. Mm-hmm. You had the milk, you had sugar cubes with a little tong thing to pick up the sugar cubes.
Sweet.
See, they never do that. I had a cup as well. And then a box, a wooden box, right? It's a very well crafted box beautiful. Filled with different assortments of Twinings tea bags.
And they were all Twinings?
They were. Yeah. It was a Twinings box.
Yeah, and there was fruit. It was fruity, but it had a name like fruity or fruit.
Fruit and berry. No, fruit, I don't know what it was.
Berry goodness, yes. And everyday tea and
assortments of green teas with various things that mean nothing to me.
Earl Grey. Yeah. Mm. I think you settled on Assam, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, it sounded the least sort of
menacing.
Stupid. sort of really weird names, and I've heard of that before, so I'll just pick that one.
Yeah. Assam tea is lovely. It's really nice. I have Assam tea at home because I am a tea snob.
Yeah. It's all right.
The thing is, you should leave it. Assam, if you have it again, you leave it to brew for a long time. It really releases the sort of smokiness, you know. Yeah, recommended. You can get strong and malty.
Anyway, let's move on now.
Strong and mighty.
I had a box
malty and
filled with these things.
I don't know.
And I had a biscuit as well. Biscuit as well. That was quite good.
I mean,
good.
It's always strong.
I'm trying to move on here.
You can't.
Stop talking. Thank you. Right now.
So what were you saying?
No, I had a biscuit as well, which is quite nice.
Had your biscuit? I didn't have my biscuit.
Did you not eat your biscuit?
No.
Oh,
I thought it'd be a bit rude to be just...
Oh, I should give it to me.
I should have. Yeah. I missed a trick. I apologise.
Yeah. What else happened?
The
interview happened.
Yeah.
That happened.
Seemed to go fine, apart from the minor thing with the memory cards, but that was fine.
Oh, yeah. The one of the cameras doesn't record properly.
It's weird.
It does it in two sections.
It was the most expensive one as well.
Yeah. So it never records it in one block. It records it in several blocks. And this one recorded in two blocks on different memory cards. So,
is it Sony? Sony, yeah.
No, JVC.
What are you doing, JVC? JVC?
JVC.
JVC. What are you doing? Sort it out, please.
Yeah.
Also,
when you were doing the interview, children walked into the bar.
That was an odd thing, yeah.
Lots of children suddenly appeared.
It was empty when I first walked... When we first walked in there, no one there.
No one there.
Then, when we were getting ready, someone there, a kid was there. Very quiet.
Yeah, I know, she was great. Yeah. Really, couldn't hear her.
Turn the cameras on. It's a creche!
Yeah, so there were about sort of five kids, young kids, came in and just screaming.
It was screaming.
Shouting. There was screaming, yeah.
Mm. But I quite like that in a way because it adds to the character of the interview, I think, which is quite nice.
Yeah, but it's probably going to scare the crap out of people listening because there's no images of these kids, obviously.
Well, true, yeah.
Because that would be a bit wrong to film children.
Well, exactly,
Without them or their parents' permission.
Well, that was the thing, yeah, because there was a kid there and the adult and, you know, just had to make it clear that we were recording. Because they said, do you want me to tell you if they are? It's like, yeah, please do. And then they kind of stayed there when I said, well, we're recording now. It's like,
it might have just been they're going to keep quiet type thing.
Right, yeah, but they didn't, did they?
No. Well, those two, they were quiet.
They were nice.
They were fine. It was just these other people that came in, joined them.
So, train back at Cardiff Central. I mean, we've seen quite a few train stations now, and some of them are better than others. The secret is a TV screen. Give me a TV screen, then I know where places are going, and also essentially the times, so that I can match them up to my ticket, and
pick the right train.
Pick the right train, obviously, yeah. You know, because it can be a tricky procedure. But Cardiff Central have a bit of a strange way. Just put some more TVs up, you know, so we know where we're going to go. Because we ended up having to go out onto a platform and track down a television screen, which we eventually did.
Yeah.
Got on the train.
Yeah. Oh, it was raining as well.
It was raining.
It was raining quite a lot.
It was raining quite a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
So much we had to put on coats. Ho! Ho! Oh. We were carrying coats and we had to put the coats on. It was traumatic. Yeah. Traumatic. So, yes, it was raining. We were on the train, got to Newport, and it stopped there for a silly length of time.
Yeah, it was there for about a quarter of an hour, I think, and then...
You're like, what's going on?
Then the announcement.
The announcement came, and it was... the windscreen wipers aren't working. And, you know, you kind of think, how much do you need to see if you're driving a train? Really?
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing.
Also, most of that journey is through tunnels.
Mm.
So they don't need to see.
Especially once you're at Newport, you know, it's just a quick hop and you're in the tunnel.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, so we had to wait for a while for them to be fixed. I just thought, you know, you just get a quick... Because it had actually stopped raining by that point. It's like, just get a, you know, sponge or something, or just... you said to stick your head out the window.
Well, you know, some get someone out to hang onto the front with a squeegee.
Great idea. Great. So, but yeah, well, we're only a little bit late, and drove home, which went fairly smoothly. You know, I drive a car. It's a bit of a rubbish car. It's a Citroen AX.
Awesome.
Which, the central locking thing... central locking.
That's funny, because there isn't any.
There's none, yeah. The central locking is you are in the car and you lock it manually. But on one of the back seats, the locks come off, so I don't think we can ever get into that. Because there's not actually a key Ujit thing for the back doors, so I don't think that door will ever open again.
How do you get in... Originally for the back doors,
you
have to go
it.
In the front.
You have to go in the front, unlock it from the back.
Oh, that's
and then...
just rubbish.
Yeah, it's not a good car, but yeah, got home and to the pub, which was great. We've just been at the pub. Could you tell we've been drinking? I wonder if that's evident. No one will ever know. Anyway,
you just told them.
Yeah. That was sort of an internal monologue that was external.
Anyway, carry on.
And we go to a pub, which is great because it's empty. We don't like people, you see. Mm. We like good food, good drink.
It does have good food. Yeah, it's all right drink.
Yeah, it doesn't have your Beck's, does it?
No. You have to drink Foster's, which isn't as good.
And the bonus today was that there was some ABBA. I quite enjoyed
ABBA playing over the music system. That livens up any day, really.
It does, yeah. Although I was thinking about it, it's like, oh yeah, I do quite like ABBA. And then it was played, it's like, I like two songs from ABBA. I like SOS and I like Does Your Mother Know? A few more are bearable, but all the others, like, this isn't good, is it? This isn't good.
Yeah, no, you were bouncing.
I was bopping away to, what was it, music. What was the one, Nick by Madonna?
Oh, God.
Gimme Your Man After Midnight. Gimme your man after midnight. Want somebody else to keep these shadows away.
Do you think it's evident yet?
Gimme your man after midnight. I've just realised what I was singing then, actually. I was just singing it because it was a nice song. Oh dear, insight into the soul, isn't it? Yes. Ate food. And then people appeared. People appeared because it was an empty pub. We like it because it's empty. And then it was dance night and these men arrived with curry. Oh!
They didn't arrive they arrived and then curry was supplied to them.
I know. What makes them entitled to curry? We're there every night of our lives, pretty much, that we can be. That is a socially acceptable amount of time.
Every other night, maybe.
Exactly. Well, although we do go there less now because they've started... Right, pubs, if you're listening, just have nights. Every night should be a night where people go in there and drink. They shouldn't have these fancy nights where you open mic. No,
you can't have an open mic night.
The worst is quiz night. Every pub is now doing a quiz night, which are just people come and they. It's just, but it's not good. You go to the pub to have a chat and drink. That is the function that a pub plays. So stop having
shouting questions at people. It's irritating.
Because we have tried to persist through quizzes before, you know, try and talk. It just doesn't work because you end up listening to the questions and going, I haven't got an idea. I don't know who...
Yeah, that is the point, because we know nothing.
We don't. Especially as they all tend to be about celebrities. It's like... And then you steadily lose the will to live and die.
Yep. There number of times we've died. Because of quizzes. We should start an appeal.
No, oh, that was supposed to be the end music.
No. Oh. Well, I mean, does that fit with us dying a number of times? It's not quite. It's slightly too happy to have died.
Bow, where, bow.
Yeah. We need an appeal now.
We do.
Sort of, you know, those dramatic sort of adverts that say so many people lose their lives due to quizzes.
I know. It's a sad thing. Donate all your money. Please send your money to Matt and Ben. Make your checks payable to Matt and Ben. Actually, we won't be able to cash them, so don't do that. Just, you know.
We find this way
of sending money.
So we've got the money thing. What else do we need? Dramatic pictures.
Yes.
Dramatic pictures of someone dying. And thank you.
Bye.
No, you've just got to say thank you.
Okay.
They always end with thank you.
Thank you.